So, my story starts with elementary school-aged Brittany. I was in fourth grade, and this particular day, I had the opportunity to go and read the morning announcements at my school. I was really excited for the opportunity to just hear my voice booming throughout the speakers in the school, and it just made me feel special, right? You know, like, who doesn't want to be chosen to do something special when you're in elementary school? So on this day, I walk into the main office, and I walk up to the intercom system, and I do my thing. I hear my voice. I'm really excited and really proud of myself. So I leave the office, step down, feeling pretty self-satisfied, you know, as any fourth grader would. And I head back to my classroom for my morning classes, and then recess comes. So I go out to play with my friends, as I'm usually doing. But then one of my best friends at the time came up to me, and she says, "Brittany, people are saying that you sound like a man. Brittany, people are saying that you a man and that you sounded like a man when you did the morning announcements." And I didn't really know how to feel at that moment. It's kind of hard to describe. I guess it started off as confusion, then that sort of turned to anger, and then that anger sort of turned to embarrassment, and then that embarrassment turned to shame. And that moment was something that I kept with me all the way up until adulthood, you know, that just intense shame and insecurity has really like been a thorn in my side since that very young age. I sort of hid after that moment. I didn't want to speak in front of anyone, small crowds, large crowds. I didn't want to pick up the phone. I didn't want to just have to look at people's reactions to me. I didn't want to see the confusion on their face and see the questions behind their eyes about why doesn't her voice match what she looks like, you know? I remember being in an undergrad, like wanting to participate because I knew my participation grade was suffering, but just being so crippled by the anxiety and the fear of not wanting to make my voice be heard. I would get physically ill, like my stomach would be in knots. I'd be so nervous. I'd be kind of sweaty and just like really nervous, kind of like how I am right now. But it made me hide for so long. And that was a really poignant moment in my life. But fast forward now to March 2020, and COVID hits. We all know what happened in that time. Like, it's been one of the hardest times for our whole entire country, the whole entire world that we've had to face. And people were dealing with and kind of still are dealing with just so much as a country. But for me, I actually experienced a lot of empowerment in my career at that time. So at that time, I started a fellowship at the National Cancer Institute, and I was really excited to work with the Division of Cancer Control and Population Sciences, where I would learn a whole lot of data analysis skills, learn how to use SAS and R, which are like statistical programs. And I did that, you know, I was really proud of myself. I led my own analysis. I got a first authored publication, and I got to present at two national conferences, which, you know, they were online, but they were still national, you know. So thank you. And in that time, as I was, you know, rehearsing, practicing for the presentations, all of my coworkers and colleagues and family, they would just give me so much reinforcement and affirmation and say, "Wow, Brittany, you're doing such a great job. Like, you have such a gifting to be able to speak and communicate, and you speak with such poise and clarity." And it was so different and nice to hear all these nice things about my voice, and it just fell on my ears a little bit differently. And it made me sort of start to, you know, challenge some of those negative thoughts that I had about my voice and about myself. Also around that time during 2020, I was attending a church, and I decided to join that church. You know, I'm Christian and my faith is really important to me. So the process to join it would be to take a 6-week course. It was just one meeting every night. And of course, we were doing this virtually because we could not meet together in person. And the courses just involved us reading the Bible and talking to each other, talking about what it means to be a Christian, what it would mean to join the church. And at the end of this course, the leaders of it pulled me aside. Well, they didn't pull me aside because we weren't in person. So they called me. They called me and they said, you know, Brittany, we really, really loved the way that you connected with the other people on the call. We loved the way you, like, just led and interacted with people. So we want to ask you to come join our team and be a part of the leadership that will be in charge of speaking to people and teaching people who are interested in joining the church. And I was shook. I was completely thrown off. I was so taken aback by this. I wasn't expecting it at all. But at the same time, hearing that and then also hearing the affirmation and just validation that I was getting at work, it really started to dismantle a lot of the negative thoughts that I had about myself. And I really started to break free from some of those chains that had kept me silent and hiding for so long, you know? And I started to realize, like, okay, they might be onto something, you know? Like, maybe my voice is something special, you know? Maybe my voice is a part of my destiny and a part of my purpose. So fast forward now to present day. Here I am at Johns Hopkins University in this dual degree MPH MBA program, and I am trying to find balance. I'm just constantly every day trying to remind myself, you know, Brittany, you're not just here to get good grades and to gain skills and to take these courses, but you're here because this is a part of your destiny, this is a part of your purpose, and your voice is your superpower, you know? I'm here to bring reconciliation between myself now and elementary school aged Brittany. I'm here in this program, not just doing the program, but I'm learning how to be a leader, and I'm bringing back to life that thing that died in me at that young age, and realizing that this, my voice, is really part of my destiny and my purpose. Thank you.